This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's attorney general says a state court did not violate former Mesa County clerk Tina Peters' First Amendment rights by denying her bail. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Peters is serving 9 years at a correctional facility in Pueblo. She was convicted of several felony charges stemming from her efforts to help a man gain unauthorized access to Mesa County's Dominion voting machines. Peters maintains her innocence and is appealing her case. She's asking the federal courts to let her out on bond while she appeals, saying her free speech constitutional rights were violated. In a new legal filing, the state says the court denied bail for Peters because she was a flight risk and a danger to the community, not because of what she might say about election fraud. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Just a year after celebrating its 10th anniversary, the Denver regional hub of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is closing for good. The office was the first patent satellite office outside of Washington, D.C., and served 9 states in the region. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett led a bipartisan effort to bring the office to the state.
I think Colorado has one of the most innovative economies in America, and it will continue to have that innovative economy without regard to whether the patent office, the regional patent office, is located here. But I am disappointed that the Trump administration has made a decision to close it.
The federal agency shared few details about the office's permanent closure and what will happen to the 300 employees who report to it. The announcement comes amid the ongoing federal government shutdown. And this Sunday is your last chance to experience Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs without the distraction of motorized vehicles. It's called Motorless Morning. From 5 until noon, no cars, trucks, buses, or other motorized vehicles will be allowed inside the park. This is CPR News at 7:06.